Eind januari dan verschijnt The Thread That Keeps Us. Dat is een gloednieuw en ook al het 9e album van Calexico. De groep die sterk verbonden is met de stad Tucson, Arizona, waar ze wonen en ook meestal werken. Al meer dan 25 jaar zijn ze actief. In wisselende bezettingen, maar wel met als vaste kern altijd zanger-gitarist Joey Burns. En ook drummer John Convertino. En ze zijn hier vandaag. Joey, welcome.
Well, thank you so much.
It's good to see you back in Brussels, a city that you've visited quite a few times, that you've performed at quite a few times. I think you have a special relationship with the AB here.
We do, yeah. It's a fantastic venue. Not only is all of the crew and staff there phenomenal, there's great cooking, which...
helps.
You know, yeah, it really does help. We just had lunch there, actually, just now, so I had a really great lunch. And, of course, the audience is what really makes... The experience here in Brussels so special.
Mm-hmm. Er zijn al drie live albums verschenen, opgenomen in de AB van Calexico. Maar het nieuws is dat ze volgend jaar niet naar Brussel komen. Ze komen spelen in Antwerpen in de Roma. En dat is een zaal die volgens mij ook perfect bij de muziek van Calexico past. You'll be coming to Antwerp on the next tour on March 24th.
That's right.
At the Roma. Have you seen some pictures of the venue?
I did. Uh-huh. It's really impressive. It looks like a very old theater with tons of character, which is perfect.
Yes. You were on their wish list for a long time, so...
Well, we're honored.
It'll be a great thing to look forward to. 24th of March, and by that time, you will have a new album out.
That's right.
At the end of January, The Thread That Keeps Us.
Yes.
Is there a story to this record?
Well, I think the thread behind the story is just... there's so much division right now that's happening in our worlds. And, you know, it's easy to be angry, and most certainly a lot of us are. And we're wondering and asking ourselves, what has happened? What have we lost? And I think it's important to remember those connections. And so, you know, in making this record, it was tough. I think the most important thing was getting into the studio, writing great songs, and just getting out here as soon as possible, because the connection that we all feel when we, you know, come together, especially for a live concert, I think there's something special that happens, is good medicine. And it's good for us, it's good for you, it's good for everyone. And so a lot of the songs kind of touch on the fragility of life. Mm-hmm. And there's a bunch of stories woven into this album, and I hope that you all enjoy the songs as they kind of become released and roll out one by one.
In een tijd waarin er heel veel verdeeldheid is in de wereld, is het goed om net die plekken te vinden waar je toch met elkaar verbonden kan zijn. En dat gebeurt in de muziek en dat gebeurt zeker ook bij het live optreden. En dus wilden ze snel een plaat maken en ook snel weer een contact zoeken met het publiek. In the lyric video for the first song that you released, we see some very vast landscapes.
That's right.
Filmed with a drone.
Yeah.
Is that also a way to stay humble in this phenomenal world?
I think so. I think it's, you know, with the impending doom that some administrations, like this present United States administration, is threatening to roll back protection on national parks and wanting to drill for oil. You know, we thought, what a better way than to document some of this beautiful landscape before it's gone. And, you know, I don't think that a lot of it will be gone, but still, just that theme and that the pressure that comes with the notion that nature is
at risk.
Yeah, is at risk, and we need nature, and we need that, the space, we need fresh air, we need clean water. These things we can't take for granted. And then, just like the album cover image too, there's this massive landscape, but the human that's in the picture is just tiny, just like we are just so tiny in this world. And I think perspective is everything.
Ja, het perspectief, jezelf even plaatsen binnen de grootsheid van de natuur, helpt om ook de waarde van de natuur naar waarde te schatten, liever. En jezelf ervan bewust te zijn dat die moet verdedigd worden. Zeker in tijden waarin er zelfs wordt gedrild naar olie in plekken die eigenlijk moeten beschermd blijven. The first single that you put out, End of the World With You, I like that you put with you at the end.
Yeah, we thought we'd start at the end and work ourselves backwards. It's kind of a song that is sort of a song of romance and connection in difficult times, which has always been the case. I mean, growing up in California, in Southern California, I was reminded of, those things, the similar things we're talking about now. Mm-hmm. There is always that layer of brown smog over the horizon when I looked out onto the Pacific Ocean and wondering, when are people going to, fix this and get rid of this? And whenever it would rain, you could see for miles up and down the coast. It was beautiful. It was inspiring.
Yeah.
So, and then also, just the threat of invasion or Cold War, these themes seem to be returning. And it's also, it's challenging and it's frustrating, especially being a father now and having twin daughters who are 6 years old. Mm-hmm. I have to explain to them what is happening and that they are going to be okay, but there's work to do.
Yeah. Als vader van twee meisjes van 6 is het zeker belangrijk om ook naar de toekomst te kijken. Hen ook uit te leggen wat er allemaal gebeurt in de wereld, maar hen ook gerust te stellen. En de connectie tussen mensen daarin is heel belangrijk. En dat willen ze benadrukken op deze nieuwe plaat. Joey, you didn't bring your guitar, but we provided a guitar for you. So we hope that you can perform that fantastic new song for us. End of the World with You, zo heet die gloednieuwe single van Calexico. Voorloper van het nieuwe album dat eind januari verschijnt. Dit is Calexico Live.
I thought you were the one who said cold words are a burst. She doesn't want to roll me on to someone she can trust with an ear to the ground. Love in the age of the extremes. There's nothing better that I'd rather do than to scatter all the mess and walk to the start or the end of the world with. Turn up the microphone on the national parks. You gotta turn something off if you wanna get it right. Crater full of wisdom in James Turrell's eyes. Light in the age of the extremes. There's nothing finer that I'd rather see. Another way around getting stuck at the end of the world with you. 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 At the end of the world. You travel out to space at the speed of light. Would you send me a letter on a star going by? Can't see too well out here in the dark. Time in the age of the extremes. There's nothing better that I'd rather feel than to scatter all the mess. Bring back a little peace of mind for you. You got a vantage point, so we'll sit and watch the view at the edge of the end of the world with you. At 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 the end of the world with you.
Calexico, live bij ons in de studio. The End of the World with You. Zo heet de nieuwe single. Het nieuwe album is voor eind januari. En in maart komen ze naar de Roma in Antwerpen.